Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. And thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. We're going to begin tonight with the music of Johannes Ockeghem, one of his early masses, the Missa Caput, and later in the program we'll conclude with some anonymous recorder music from the 13th century, mostly from 13th century France, with the ProArt Recorder Ensemble performing. We begin today with the music of Johannes Ockeghem, whose dates are 1400 to 1497, the most famous composer of the Franco-Flemish school in the later half of the 15th century and most influential composer between Dufay and Josquin. Ockeghem was not a prolific composer, but 14 of his masses survive, one of his greatest, an early mass, the Missa Caput, and also an early Cantus Firmus mass that was written around 1450. That's what we'll hear today. Cantus Firmus being a theme or motif that holds together all the movements of the ordinary of the Mass. It followed the model of an anonymous English Mass of the same name. The Cantus Firmus of the earlier English Mass derived from the long melisma and the word Venit ad Petrum. It was sung on Monday, Thursday, one of the most solemn days in the Lenten calendar. That refers to the ritual of foot washing. Christ washed the feet of the poor, the beggars, the sick, a practice taken up later by the popes, Christ's successors, and figures nicely with their appellation of servant of the servants of God. But why do we call the Mass caput, or head? Wouldn't pedes, or feet, be more to the mark? The answer to that is that when Christ was washing the feet of the apostles, Peter said, "Lord, not just my feet, but also my head." And there it is. Peter wanted to be clean from head to toe in order to be worthy. The anonymous English Mass caught on the continent, especially among the Franco-Flemish composers, and Dufay is believed to have had a go at it, and later in the next century, Jacob Obrecht as well. But it was Ockeghem's take on the Cantus Firmus that is considered the most successful, and we're going to hear tonight the Missa Caput of Johannes Ockeghem. But we're going to begin first with the Sarum chant, the Cantus Firmus itself, Venit ad Petrum, and then we'll follow that with the ordinary of the Mass, Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus Benedictus, and Agnus Dei, the Missa Caput of Johannes Ockeghem. Here is the Clerks Group performing, led by Edward Wickham.
Responde. Credo in unum Deum, Pater omnipotens, Factor in sedis et terra.
And you've been listening to the Misa Kaput by Johannes Akagum, whose dates are 1410 to 1497. Did I say 1400 to 1497 before? No, he didn't live to be that old. Nobody lived to be that old back in the Middle Ages and Renaissance. 1410 to 1497 still gives him 87 years. And that was one of his most famous masses from his early period, the Misa Kaput, a performance today by the Clerks Group, directed by Edward Wickham. Akagum would sometimes place a borrowed material. In this case, the borrowed material would be the fragment of chant from the English solemn rite, Venus et Petrum. He'd sometimes put that borrowed material in the lowest voice, and this is interesting because he was a renowned bass singer himself, and his use of wide-ranging and rhythmically active bass lines sets him apart from many of the other composers in the Franco-Flemish schools. Misa Kaput of Johannes Akagum, the Clerks Group, Edward Wickham directing. This is Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Thanks for being a member of the global listening community that is the Classical Network. And if you are not a member, you can always become one or renew that membership by going to our website, wwfm.org, clicking on donate/renew, and becoming a member or renewing the membership. Recorder music from the Middle Ages next. During the Middle Ages and Renaissance, the recorder was used as much in the courts as in bourgeois homes and for simple popular music. The first musical examples appropriate for the recorder may be found in the secular music of the 13th and 14th centuries. These are primarily dances known by such different names as the estampe or stampede, danserelle or royal dance, the trotto or trot, saltarello. We're going to hear several of these anonymous pieces right now. Here's the ProArt Recorder Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
several anonymous pieces for recorder from the Middle Ages, from the 13th century to be exact, two canticles, a royal estamp, a piece called Le Doctier, a saltarello, a dance, a royal estamp, and a royal dance. A performance there from a CD called The Recorder, Four Centuries of Recorder Music. The 13th century feature there, the Pro Art Recorder Ensemble performing here on Distant Mirror. We have time for one short piece. Here's a chanson by Guillaume Machaut, performed here by the Orlando Consort.
Thank you.
have concluded Distant Mirror with a chanson by Guillaume Machaut, and that was En Amer, à douce vie, or In Bitter Love, He Has a Sweet Life. Orlando Concert, Robert Hare Jones, alto, Charles Daniels, tenor, Angus Smith, tenor, and Donald Grieg, baritone, from their CD Dreams in a Pleasure Garden, chansons of Guillaume Machaut. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.